Aye.
I found it through this thing.
Just going to close here.
What happened was that first it was Rogers, and Rogers transmitted it through the Paris channel.
Yeah.
They sent with this endorsement, now they haven't accepted, so I told Rogers, first of all, to send Kubrick and Paris to say that it's transmitting, and that it doesn't mean it's an endorsement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to.
You told me that the problem is that I've got a list here in my home.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I.
Very simple.
And I'll take care of it, now that I know it's happened in the last 2 days, I'll take care of it in our channels, he'll never get it.
No, I wouldn't mind sometime in the future, about 4 or 5 years from now.
I don't know, if you won't get it, please.
I'm afraid to meet up, because I just think it's wrong for him to go forward.
They shouldn't transmit, I mean, I would have, well, I would have lost the applicants, I guess that's.
Well, you would be terribly moved by the conversation. And you would realize, as you realized before, that everything we did for him.
Oh, yeah, question.
Now, these clowns in Arnville, they just got their plane on fire here, and if you're actually right, if those assholes wanted an engine to bugger on Miles and Campbell, they were off the hook, we'd just stay the hell with it. And let them South Vietnamese defend, and they might do it too.
I think what we ought to do, Mr. President.
I'm hurt when we give them the extra clock.
I think we ought to get them a cloud next week.
Okay, we'll take them. Why not this week?
Because we can't get prisoners back this week. On Wednesday, and I think, Wednesday and Friday, so I think we should hit them Sunday, from Sunday on.
Wednesday, next Wednesday, Friday, we.
But tomorrow, tonight.
Right. That's it from this Sunday and lots.
That's what I want, what I recommend.
Oh, that's fine.
No, this this coming Sunday and Monday, sure. Fully have then as soon as I left.
Now, Moore has significant targets that he can hit.
Well, he says that thunder to thunder on the Ho Chi Minh track when he just left one at a time. The point.
There's nothing you can do with 52s in that area. The 52s, the fact they might come back and skitter these bastards to death, that was the thing that Dan said.
I can check with him whether they are and be sent to them. Because these bastards, it's not so essential now, it's just a warning to them of how you react when you can push. And it will affect their decisions next November. And then after the prisoners are back, I think we should let the South Vietnamese sit some of their buildup in the case on here.
Sure.
That can wait until then.
Of course, I suppose all it looks like is that after we've gone all this agony, bring what we call an honorable peace, there is no peace that way means, or what it
means that to preserve an honorable peace, we don't
know what I mean, what are your prospects? Are they going to continue to be this way?
Only, I think they may not, if you are strong. They are testing all the time. They think they can get away with it, there will be no other. I think if you rattle their teeth now, you're running a risk, but my judgment of these bastards is that the only thing, they may be doing it only until April 1st, until our prisoners are. On the other hand, that it's even more important than we had done before. So that those who.
I can't see why, I guess they know it.
prosperity.
I've got a case of this damn shingles. You ever have those?
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a
really, you know,
I mean,
is it in the internet,
you know?
It goes away.
Yes.
Oh, it's tough. Suddenly. What the heck is it? Just goes,
no,
just goes, it comes, and goes away.
I don't know. They said that I can't find it.
It's nerve anxiety.
What they said, yes. But it said.
Boy, it was hell.
It burns me up.
Yeah.
It was another thing that gets affected to the right hand. However,
let me say that I was thinking I was telling Henry before he came in that I'm sure you know your activities in the arms control area, of course, I think must have been quite frustrating. Frustrated not as we can get the damn committee set up. And I don't want to ever can when they go right about proving about it. But beyond that, I think you should know that during these first 4 years, there were really three men that I felt that from time to time, whose advice meant something, whose write a letter or something that I was worth. I mean, both two are gone now, Dewey and Atchison, and you're the third. I mean, I thought I'd appreciate that because the things, the advice you gave for calls you generally on the time we had the crunch on NATO, or the conversations we had about the deal with the Russians, you know, the time you sat in the back, that's what this meant, so on and all that sort of thing. And I just think, I think sometimes you may wonder if this, what you do in a formal way, which seems to be so frustrating, is it, but I tell Henry, and he feels the same way, because I know he's seen it far often, that it's just important that we have some guys around that you don't have to, you don't have to draw on a map in order to understand what's going on. Right? So that's only a kudo. You can't count it. That is true. That's true. And you said, I was thinking how many presidents you advise. You advise. You did not go to Roosevelt. Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson.
That's quite legitimate, I agree. Let me just give you a little thought. I want you to think that I feel frustrated because I put in my letter suggesting that you accept my resignation on this committee. But the thing I thought about a good bit, and I've been around a long time. I started this thing with the Kennedy administration. It was 12 years. I set up the first of the agency. He called me in and said, McCoy, I can't put this legislation through. Johnson tells me that I mustn't take a risk on it because it's too early in my administration and I can't put it on my must list. But he said, if you can get it through, more power to you. Well, I got the legislation through and I set up the agency, the first one. And since that time, I've been at it more or less than two committees that have been constituted. I heard they've given us some vigor and some strength, but there comes a time when you've got your bulk.
Sure.
And you don't attenuate your experience or anything like that. And I just came to the conclusion that now with phase two or salt two coming along, new phase is necessary, new approach is necessary. Then it was time to get some new vigor and thing, a new start. I've enjoyed it. It's been interesting, but recently I've been feeling that there are other things that really occupy my mind and attention more than the specifics of the disarmament and arms control. I'm worried about the whole position, the position of the United States, the shift in influence, the power balance in the situation of Western Europe and so forth. I've been waiting for all. I see a good many people that come through and I sense that there's a movement and I'm very concerned about that and I find that my preoccupation is rather move more in that direction and I thought, well, limited amount of time that you have for outside things. You know, rather be doing something that's more geared into my own thinking. I'm not talking in terms of government position.
Sure.
Because And I thought that
you've always indicated, let me be sure I understand,
respect. And maybe he's a good chairman. divide these other organizations, the scope of the organization. You become something of a propagandist.
You become an advocate.
An advocate, yeah.
I don't think it's fine, all that, but you certainly need people on there with views, but you just send them in there pushing a certain amount.
So you're ignoring
the intelligence. So you never ignore the intelligence side of it.
Somebody that can keep those prima donnas in line. There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
MIT.
Yes, sir. sir.
Sir, couldn't you do without me now on this committee?
Yes, I suppose you caused quite a stir if you did, because he's so much involved with the MIT group. So the kid is getting off.
He's the leaky in
But if he's leaky up in that Cambridge atmosphere. I think you have to have another technician,
a scientist,
or somebody that you can recognize as a man trained in that area. He knows the weapons.
He knows the weapons, but I don't think that after he's up
However, I was always
that was my point.
I'm always aware that William was talking. He talked to Dodie, but
were you talking because he was trying to advocate a point of view? No, I was very interested in reading, on Luke's, you probably didn't know much, but reading a recent book about what happened in that, I think it was the time of the Bay of Pigs and so forth. And I was shocked to find that in other words, whether this should have been done or not and so forth is open to question. How it was done is only open to criticism. But in any event, once the president had made the decision, and by God, he would do that. But one day, according to this, and this apparently been borne out because he talked about it, Chester Bowles, who was the Undersecretary of State, was sitting in charge, and some papers came across the desk